Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Monday, July 8th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. The full principal cast has just been announced for the upcoming Broadway revival of Once Upon a Mattress. Joining the previously announced Sutton Foster and Michael Urey will be Anna Gasteyer as Queen Agravaine, Will Chase as Sir Harry, Daniel Breaker as the Jester, Brooks Ashmanskas as the Wizard, Nikki Renee Daniels as Lady Larkin, and David Patrick Kelly as King Sextimus the Silent. Daniels and Kelly will reprise their roles, as will Foster and Urey, from a previous production that played at New York City Center earlier this year. The ensemble and swings will be announced later. Once Upon a Mattress, a comedic retelling of the Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale The Princess and the Pea, features a beloved score by Mary Rogers and Marshall Bearer, with a book by Bearer, Dean Fuller, and Jay Thompson. The book has been adapted for this revival by Amy Sherman Palladino. Direction is by Lear DeBessonet, with choreography by Lauren Lataro. Previews begin on July 31st, with an August 12th opening night currently scheduled. It will run through November 30th at the Hudson Theater, before the production travels to Los Angeles for a brief run in December. In other casting news, Stephanie Mills has once again pushed back the start date of her stint as Hermes in Hadestown as she has been recovering from an illness. Her first performance will now be on Thursday, July 11th. Mills gave an update on her X page late last night. She said, "Just a few more days to get these feathers perfectly on my feet. Thank you all for the prayers and positive vibes. I am feeling much better and almost ready to tell the tale as Mrs. Hermes." Catch Hadestown right now at the Walter Kerr Theater. Now's your chance to experience the Histo Remix for yourself. Six has just released a new block of tickets through April 6th of 2025 via BroadwayDirect.com. The global sensation and winner of 23 awards around the world, including two Tonys, continues in New York at the Lena Horne Theater. And finally today, Merrily We Roll Along concluded its wildly successful limited Broadway engagement yesterday after 20 previews and 312 regular performances. With that, it shattered the Hudson Theater's weekly box office record one more time. In its final week, it recorded a staggering gross of over $2.76 million, the highest grossing week ever for any Stephen Sondheim musical on Broadway. The final performance itself grossed nearly $510,000, breaking the gross record for a single performance at the Hudson. Driven by its megastars, Jonathan Groff, Lindsay Mendez, and especially Daniel Radcliffe, Merrily We Roll Along was consistently one of the top-grossing shows in the theater district every week. It quickly recouped its entire $12 million capitalization back in March, and it was the winner of four Tony Awards this year, including Best Revival of a Musical. A pro shot was also filmed by the production company Radical Media just a few days after the Tonys. Although not all staged productions are eventually made available for public viewing once filmed, release and a distributor for this capture could possibly be announced in due time. Stay tuned. The full Broadway grosses for the week ending July 7th will be published tomorrow afternoon. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.